What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to the podcast, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
Fucking great. Glad to have you on.
In a new location.
The studio. The glass box.
We're in a warehouse.
Yeah, it's like a fucking artsy-fartsy warehouse almost. Like.
Yeah.
Does that aircon work? It's become something you might need.
Yeah, it does work. We had it pumping before you got in.
And then got cold. You're like, my little Jew bones.
I didn't want to blast them while the podcast was going.
No, that's right. I was going to leave it on right until the end, but
I'm all good.
I don't have to worry as much as you two.
Yeah.
I'm pretty well insulated.
Yeah. Me too. Fucking... So how's everyone? How? Let's start with the sets. We had two shows this week.
Yep.
Ethan bombed his dick off on Tuesday.
I didn't bomb my dick off.
Nah, you bombed your dick off, bro.
No, I didn't. I was good for half of it. The other half was fucked.
Nah,
you didn't. I was pretty bad. Not gonna lie. It was fucked.
His wife did well on Wednesday though, so.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought you spoke to me, especially you, Mitch. I thought you were unreal, mate. Like,
yeah, cheers, man.
Like I said to you that day, it was the most comfortable I've ever seen you since that very first time I went to go, like, just watches in general.
Mm. I fucking had a lot of fun there, so.
Yeah, yours was about the same at the Grand Mega, too. Killed it there as well.
Yeah.
He's on a roll.
I am. It's about fucking time. Mm. Like, I've had enough bombs. It's about time I started doing well. And, the Crown and Anchor was a super weird crowd.
Oh, yeah. They did not like me.
No, they didn't.
And I did not like them.
Was it a big crowd or?
Swatch your beer on the table. No. It doesn't come through.
Okay. You can touch your beer.
Touch the table.
That works. Yeah.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Padded tables.
Mm. Yeah.
They were weird. They were strange. But like, but by the end of the night, they were laughing at shit.
Just took a long time to warm them up.
I think so, yeah.
I went second.
The comedy or?
Same as always.
They were there for the tacos more than anything.
Yeah, you did go up second when you killed. So.
Yeah. Elliot opened. He did well.
Yeah.
I've got jokes at work now. Like, I'm confident in them, so I think that helps in my delivery.
Yeah, you got a solid set now, for sure. Like,
yeah.
You condensed it down a lot from what I've seen. Like, a bit of trial and error from a lot of different shows and then just condensed them into a solid 5 minute set, I reckon. So.
Yeah. No, it's good.
That's the way to do it, I reckon.
I'm ready for Melbourne.
Ready for Raw, mate.
You
gotta sign up.
I don't know. Has sign ups already? Like, I feel like if you sign up, it'd be like one day and it'd all be full. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's totally how it is.
Based
off zero.
I just assumed that it'd fill up really quick. So if I've already missed mine.
Yeah, good. Fuck knows.
Yeah, maybe I'll look into it. I think it'd be fun.
Good experience and nothing else.
Yeah, that's right. I'm definitely keen to do the Melbourne trip now.
Yeah. Let's do it before my parents sell the slide on camper van.
Just tell them to keep it.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
not with your fucking dad.
No.
We could always just rent a fucking camper van as well.
I reckon we just go to the shows and get real drunk and just make some friends there and see if they've got a couch.
Ah, that could either go really well or really bad.
Yeah. Depends how good at making friends you
are. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I'm thinking we'll fucking film it too while we're up there. Take time or something. You can just jump on a camera the whole time.
You want to take your little brother to Melbourne?
Yeah.
That sounds like a shit idea.
He'll be behind the camera. He's shut the fuck up the whole time.
I like he's doing anything, but no, he'll be fucking narrating it the whole time. His little brother's like an actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's always got these 2 cents in.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of tension.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man, you were asleep the other day at my house, like, when we had some beers and you crashed out in the lounge. Just like sleeping so soundly, and I had my phone recording, and I was like walking up to you, like recording, and I was just going to do like a wake up scare to fucking feel real bad and then send it straight to Tom because you've done it to him.
Oh so man,
so I was just like, I don't want to be a cunt.
That's not like you,
yeah.
No. I don't know why you didn't.
Well, I did have my dick out.
Oh.
I was a teabagger. I was like, nah.
If I wake up in the middle of a teabag, you're getting punched in the nuts, cunt.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. So we had, obviously, the stag on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah, it was fuck, man. The big man had me in stitches. You were standing there. So he's doing his fucking set, and at the end of every sentence, he's just like,
it's a little kiss. It's a little kiss for the crowd.
Did you know? Because I was sitting there and I was like, "Am I the only one hearing this?" And I looked over at Mitch, and Mitch goes, no, I just lost it. It was standing there. He was wetting himself. I started laughing at him more than
this. Oh, man. I was in fucking tears. And you know when you start, like, to lose, like, proper lose it, where you're laughing loud, like, you just can't help it?
Yeah.
I was, like, getting that. Like, I'd let out little. Just fuck, man. It was the funniest set I've ever seen in my life. I think the crowd was laughing at me as well.
He did get, like, I've never really seen it before. He actually got a few laughs, but then I think a few of them were also, like you said, just laughing at you.
Oh, man. I was like.
So I was kind of chuckling, but then when you were losing, I couldn't stop laughing at you, laughing at him.
I was like in tears, like, tears streaming down my face.
Bent over the bar, just
I couldn't fucking handle it. I was just like. And I was. It would have put him off so much if I'd have just fucking burst out laughing. Like,
I don't think you can tell the difference between laughs. So he would have been like, oh, just fucking frustrated. 3 hours finally paid off.
Yeah. But actually, at one point he did it, and the heckler table, like, they laughed as well. And, like, his face lit up.
Look, I've made it.
Oh, man. Best set I've ever seen. It's up there with Nick Kappa.
I've still got to see him.
Oh, dude. Fucking funniest cunt alive, that dude.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. yeah, your set was, like, was good as well. You just sort of slowed down your talking. Like, oh, that's the only thing.
Yeah, it comes from nerves when you've only been on stage, like, how many times?
Three times.
No, it was seven. I was actually trying to slow down me talking, and as a result, I was, like, concentrating, like, maybe not so much slow down, but trying to pronounce words more clearly.
Yeah.
And as a result, I think I lost, like, a bit of personality, and I've, like, forgot certain setup parts and, like, an extra punchline, and, it just didn't flow. It felt really quiet up there. When I listened to the recording, it wasn't great, eh? Like, I think I got 2, like, decent laughs, and other than that, like, it was, like, 4.
Yeah, but how long have you been doing it, man? You're doing fucking well.
Dude, your set, you wouldn't have heard it yet because we've had some technical issues, but your set last week, I would say, was best of the night out of everyone.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You fucking killed, like, absolutely demolished. Holy fuck, yeah.
Do you record it, obviously?
I audio record them. Yeah. Like, I just click it and put it in my pocket before I go up.
Yeah.
I'll listen back to it like that, and try to understand myself, because at one stage I think I was like trying to say mental health, and I was like, rural health. Sound like Scooby Doo, like rural health. Like, what the fuck's that? Like, so damn you, mongoloid.
Yeah, you realise how dumb you are when you listen back to yourself.
There's so many words. I'm like, people actually understand what I'm saying? Like, it's,
we like, get the gist.
It's like I'm chewing my tongue.
Shit.
Oh fuck, man! That your sandwich bit is fucking genius. Like I love that bit. Yeah.
I do have an extension on it. I've got like almost a full set kind of dedicated to that one premise, but I just threw out one in there the other night because I was like, I feel like this has gone really quick.
Yeah.
I might just try it out and do a shortened version, see how it goes again. But
it fucking it didn't quite hit at the Stag and Hunter, and I think that was because you were talking so fast.
Yeah, right.
But, like, when you get Luke come up to you and fucking go, that bit is awesome, it's a good bit.
Yeah, because I felt like a bit terrible, and I got off and Luke's like giving me like thumbs up, and I was like, yeah, that's good. And I was like, oh, maybe it's not so bad kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
but Luke's not the best judge because he likes fucked up shit.
I think Luke's hilarious. So
yeah.
Oh, man, I love his fucking shit.
He's so funny. But
yeah.
If anyone wants to ever give me feedback, I crave it because, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, really. So, to have people say, oh, no, that's not too bad. I'm like, sweet. Like,
I would love to see you perform with Got Your Back Sister last night.
Oh!
Milos's gig at the Five Sluts.
I don't know what it is.
It was like a fucking five all-women comedy show. That they're calling people, oh, thanks to all the men for coming out and being good allies. I'm sitting there like, you don't know me. I'm a piece of shit. Sorry.
I don't respect you.
Jesus.
We wouldn't go that far. Loz got on. I did want to go and see her, but I decided I'd surprise my wife and take her out for dinner. You know, be a fucking cuck.
Be a cuck and take my wife out.
I mentioned it worked today.
I hope you fucked her afterwards.
I did.
Okay, good.
For a whole 30 seconds. Like a gentleman. She came too. I mean, that wasn't the goal of things, but it was a bonus.
If you think she did.
Yeah.
She's just making you feel good, champ.
Yeah. She stopped crying, so that was it.
Yeah, good on you. 30 seconds of fun.
Oh, man. It was...
well worth the build-up of coming out to dinner.
Yeah, we had Indian. Trust me, I'm not fucking moving around a lot after Indian.
No, I wouldn't do a post-Indian route. Didn't squeeze something out that I don't want.
I shivered and came.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We finish fucking and she just rolls over and farts. She's like, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to married life. Oh, man. How's it going?
She's fucked like that. She doesn't give a fuck.
Lucky the papadums didn't come out with it.
Papadums and mint sauce. Oh man, it was such a fuck. I love Indian.
It is good.
Yeah, oh, man. Easy. I'm going to get a dirty bed on the way home, though.
I had that for lunch, mate. Zinger bombs.
Yeah.
Still coursing through my veins.
I had
a little fella.
Yeah.
If I do a Zinger box, I know about it.
Yeah.
It's fucked. So bad. Like, within, 2 hours, it hit me. I was just on the shitter at work. It's like, oh, I don't know. Went back to work for about an hour, and then I'm like, oh, no, it's back again.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And then I just went home. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm done.
I've done two shits today on the clock.
Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, man, I used to fucking love that. Just like going to work and shitting. And just be like, yeah, I'm getting paid to shit right now. I just take forever.
You ever have a shit week?
No.
Pussy.
Like a wink when you're taking a shit, or just one
while shitting or after shitting?
Like a shit wink where it just didn't go well when you're like, man.
You do it before you shit because you don't want the smell of shit. Unless that's your thing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's called a shank.
Shank.
Mate, Brocky's a plumber. He was talking to me about it. He was apprentice, all these shank stories. He was telling me, yeah, me and my mates used to go, we'd do it in the cubicle next to each other. I'm like, that's pretty gay, man. Yeah. But you do you. I'm not going to judge, but I'm just saying.
All the lads, if I can get on lunch break, go have a fucking wank together.
There's two guys in the glory hole going, that's fucking gay. Yeah. Yeah. You're just sucking a jar off going, these guys are faggots.
Yeah, too afraid to do it like a real man.
Oh, man, they would have been on site, like, too.
War in the greens.
They would have been on site, too, so it would have been like fucking drop toilets or like porta potties.
I think it was like they were working, this story was telling me, they were working at the Powerhouse Museum, so.
Little kids running around. Stalls. Yeah, fuck.
They're tradies, mate.
Don't give a fuck.
No.
Glad I'm not a tradie anymore. Fucking office boy now.
Yep.
It's good.
Working on them titties.
Got called into the supervisor's office today.
Already?
Didn't take long.
Not long at all. How long have you been there? A week?
3 weeks, yeah.
3 weeks?
In the third week, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was wearing the wrong shoes.
What?
You cuck. I never want to. I want to work in a place where if I'm wearing the wrong shoes, I'm going to lose a toe. That's my fucking fault. If I turn up in unboots, they'd be like, get your ass to work.
Yeah.
What shoes were you wearing?
It was like, because I like to stand up and work. Instead of sitting down on my ass all day.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
No, seriously, they got standing desks, so I'll stand up and work. And I was like, oh, fuck, I want these. Like, so I bought these, like, Kmart shoes, but with, like, heaps of support on the feet. I was like, fuck, yeah, this would be good, but they kind of look like joggers. They're, like, just borderline. Yeah, my
sister.
Yeah. So, like, she was nice about it. She's like, oh, she's giving me, like, every opportunity to lie about it. Like, oh, no, they're, like, doctor's prescription. I was like, nah, I just picked them out at Kmart because they look comfortable. And she's like, you're going to have to get some, like, proper office shoes. I was like, all right, fair enough.
There goes the first paycheck on some insoles.
Yeah.
Hard-ass fucking leather piece of shit shoes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going straight back to Kmart and just buying some fucking black shoes.
That reminds me, Robbo still owes me a fucking pair of shoes. Is at this dickhead's wedding. Like, we've, like, got all our suits and, well, whatever the fuck it was, just the outfit. We got the outfit and the shoes fucking came with the outfit. And
well, then, we pretext this with Robbo has tiny feet and tiny hands.
Right.
Yeah. And I got big feet and a big dick. So we're fucking getting ready to go to the fucking wedding, getting dressed. I'm like, fuck, these shoes are tight. Like, what the fuck's going on with these? And they've been, like, mixed up. And the whole day, Robbo's going, like, he doesn't say nothing. And then, like, 6 months later or something it was, he's like, yeah, fuck, my feet were really loose in my shoes. I think we've got a couple sizes too big. And I'm like fucking bitching and moaning about it. Like, these shoes are so fucking tight. Not once for a second does he think, oh, yeah, well, I might have your shoes on.
He's just like,
fucking idiot.
He's fucking, that's the sort of thing I would have expected from Tom.
It would have been funny if he did it deliberately.
Yeah.
He's just an idiot. I'd say it was fucking.
It just took 6 months to click and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It's still bugging me.
Oh, man.
Why were they so loose?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
He's next level. The second I quit my job for, like, all of 3 days. So I was a 10-pound employee for all 3 days. And, like, the second I became unemployed, Robert's like, fucking get a job, cunt.
Yeah, just that's like, what you do to everyone.
No, no, I was making fun of him for being an apprentice.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking get back in your corner, cunt. Like, every time he'd say something, I'm like,
are you trying to learn?
Fucking apprentice? Like, yeah. Fuck off, cunt.
Robbo's the biggest bogey ever. I did a bit about him where he's like got the Southern Cross tattoo with like Aussie Pride written on his leg. He's just fucked.
Yeah.
But he's coming up for Christmas. And you're working at an office job now.
Yeah.
So you're going to have fucking fun with Robbo when he gets in.
I never quite got what we, like, so gay about the Southern Cross. Like, you can see it anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. And I'm like, no, that's ours. You go to Brazil, you're just going to see the same thing. We're like, no, nah, that's fucking ours. We're a gold rush once. We bought it with the gold rush.
And New Zealand's got, like, pretty much the same flag.
Yeah, we made them colour
one
beans.
Less, one less star. Like, oi, cunt. Coffee, that's ours.
Colour those stars and lose one. Yeah. Fuck your flag.
Oh, man. That reminds me of a fucking argument I had with Shaz in the car on the drive to Jindabyne on snowboarding. Just like a 2-hour argument about how astrology is bullshit. I was like,
astrology?
It's not real.
Yeah.
I don't see any of those shapes and they're like, oh, there's, you know, a bullfighter, you know, hanging out with 12 of his mates. Like, I don't see that. And then you see him, like, when they finally draw him, you're like, that's the loosest fucking, like, connection. Like,
yeah.
And you've done acid, so
yeah.
Twice. Yeah, I can sort of see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like when they kind of start drawing, like, cartoon characters and they're just, like, a stick figure and then they're like, oh, and yeah, I'll add it on around eventually. But, yeah.
It's like connect the dots, but fuck, who can be bothered?
Yeah. Fuck, they must have been bored back in the day. They're just staring at the sky, fucking looking at shapes. So Shaz is obviously into astrology.
Yeah, just a bit, which is fine, but, like, you can be into it, but it's not, like, she believes it, like, science type of thing. Like,
oh. My missus is the same, she loves it, and you're like,
yeah.
You're like, reading star signs, like, people born in, you know, December should be wary of swine flu, and you're like, well, that's kind of anyone, like.
Yeah. It's also very specific for a shot. Yeah. It usually broader strokes than that.
It's like, oh, anyone should be, you know, not catching that shit. But.
Yeah. I remember, my friend used to be into it too, and she'd send me, like, her thing for the fucking week or whatever it is. She's like, it fucking matches up, like, because of this and this. I'm like, nah, like, I'm pretty sure it's just you're connecting the dots in your own head.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
Well, similar, like, full moons. People are like, full moons, yeah, it's nothing is caused because of the full moon other than the tide.
Yeah.
Like, if you're being a fuckwit on a full moon, it's probably just you being a fuckwit. It's got nothing to do with the moon. You can't blame it on that. Like,
yeah.
That's the ultimate palm off.
Like. I've been fucked with before, though. Like, I've been talking to people that are, like, really into it, and I'm just like, I don't believe in that shit. Like, da-da-da. And they're like, yeah, obviously because you're a Scorpio. And I'm like...
Well played.
It's a 1 in 12 guess or some shit. I'm not having
stars. I'm like,
fucking good one,
mate.
You got me.
Oh, I'm a Sagittarius and I don't believe in it. You guys that logic. So,
yeah. Fine.
I wish you were there.
They'd just be like, oh, Sagittarius. Nah, we don't mix. We don't fucking mix. Yeah, shit.
Fucking chill.
You don't believe in that because you're still going, no, it's because I'm a cunt.
Yeah.
You don't see, like, Sajo things like, oh, you'll be, like, super successful. I'm like, working at a timber yard. Like, I'm like, I don't think it's, you know, that's the definition of, like, yeah.
Today you'll come to money. Well, unless the money is a splinter.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll come to
me. You'll come to money as rich people buy things off you. Yeah. And you'll hand it over to richer people.
You get to work and you just fucking start jerking off into the cash register. Coming in money, fuck it.
Good one, mate.
Kill me. Shoehorn it in.
That's comedy, baby.
Yeah.
A bit of a scare with the recording last week. We're recording now, I hope.
Yeah, we are.
Well, my microphone's been off the whole time.
I can see little lines, so that's good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mitch did the audio checks. The funny part is it corrupted. Last week we uploaded it, and then, but like, Tyler's downloaded it to fucking do the editing, and then It just goes, yeah, I've done like all the mic checks, you saying that, and then it just cuts out and goes to shit. Classic. I would just laugh so hard if it was fucked and that's all we got. I would have uploaded it. Yeah. The whole thing.
You just put in like an hour of fucking elevator music. Oh, fuck. I was stuck in the elevator earlier last week.
Did you jump?
No. Fuck. One of the ladies.
You're just too fat to jump.
Yeah. So we're in the elevator. There's 13 of us. I've checked the sign. I was like, yeah, 19. We should be right.
We're counting. I have two people.
Yeah.
I've never counted people.
But they said like at 95.
What were you going to do with those 20?
Oh, dude.
Like one of us.
Yeah. So we got stuck and one of the chicks was like having a panic attack and I'm like the fattest dude in there. So I felt real bad.
So you were taking up more air than anyone else. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, look, if
we're in the corner going,
I think it's that probably was.
Yeah. She's just looking at me like, you motherfucker. You fat fuck.
You did this.
It's your fault.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, sorry, guys. It's not your fault, you know. We did the math.
Did you actually apologise?
I was like, oh,
just standing in the elevator, like, yeah, it's being overweight.
Yeah. Elevator breaks and you're the fattest dude in there. People have got questions.
You're just standing at the back and all 12 pitches turn around.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What?
And then, like, the fucking... Well, one of the chicks, like the youngest girl in there, she's like, please, nobody fart. And then she turns to me as well. I was like, fucking hell.
I mean, we're fine as long as you don't cleave.
Oh, mate. Yeah, that was a fucking whole thing.
Not an athletic man.
No.
We went down to do gigs in Sydney. We were getting back off the train at like 3 a.m. or some horseshit, and we come out of Carter Station, and the fucking pavement goes from like paved, like sidewalk to fucking rattle gravel.
Yeah.
And this gun just fucking just goes to step on it. Oh, yeah. And his legs just went fucking whoop, straight out from underneath him. He just went upright, just like a turtle on his back in like a second. This is like broken glass and shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, I fucking just ate shit. It was just like, I'm fine. Whoop! Legs in the air, fucking see you later.
That cartoon thing where you stand on marbles.
Yeah. Yeah. Legs are still running.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Fuck it. That was the worst too because I was so fucking tired. And you're tired and you're like, trudging back and then you eat shit.
Just let someone spear tackle me. Could it be a black man? I don't
know. When was this?
It was a couple of months back now.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
So it was like last week. It was when the last set of gigs went, but you probably don't remember.
No. It was fucking when Tom was like young. It was like my little brother, he was like pretty overweight even as like a young kid. He used to just like walk and then all of a sudden his ankles would just give out and he'd just fall over. Like completely flat ground. He's walking and all of a sudden he's just like just his whole fucking body.
That was
sucked. Dude. But fuck, it was funny to watch.
Poor bastard.
I mean, my young bloke's horribly unathletic. Like, when I found out as a boy, I was like, fuck yeah, you'll be in sport like me and all that. And then, yeah, you'll watch him just sit on a chair and then just fall off, like, not doing anything. Like, he's just sitting there and the next, like, it's not like a graceful fall, like, he just bang. Like, how? Like, what were you weren't doing anything. Like, that's not...
That was like watching him. Like, 1 minute he was upright, The next minute, it's spaced out in the gravel. Yeah. And it happened like that.
Oh, man, I felt so fucking hard. There was, like, usually I'm, like, kind of, like, I'll, like, half catch myself. Even if I eat shit, I'll half catch myself. There was just nothing. I was upright and then bang.
It was like a mushroom cloud of dust.
That yeah. Oh. So. You're just like, you've looked at me, oh, you're right, mate. Yeah.
I was so tired too.
Nothing hurts more than my pride.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't fucking crack up laughing at you, which is
what I've done. I was so fucking tired. You just stared at me. It was like a moment's pause. You're like, you're right, mate. I was like, yeah.
Long,
mate.
Long night.
It was a fucking long night.
Oh, dude. Ugh. It was, yeah.
Fuck. My Sydney trips suck ass. They're not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hoping to do one of them one day, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you want. I'd like to do something else other than the three we've got going around. Like.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Well, we've got, hopefully, this fucking Stockton pub thing cut takes off.
Oh, the boat rolls.
Yeah, that'd be good. When's that? That's 2 weeks now? Around the.
What's that, a new open mic, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
you're right.
Is it open mic? I thought it was booking.
No, it's open mic.
Okay.
Unless I'm completely wrong.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Unless you've got to book in for the open night.
No, Adam organised it.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Yeah.
He's a good cunt.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's good and he's a cunt.
Yeah. He's okay.
Well, you can't be anything. You want to be a cunt. You can be a good cunt, funny cunt, sick cunt, mad cunt.
What did you write the other day on Facebook? I think you wrote it on Tanya's.
Oh, man.
It was rough.
It was fucking brutal.
Tissues,
no, you're a fucking it was funny. It was fucking funny, though. I'll bring it up. It was like...
He's been on a tear lately.
Yeah, so Tanya's posted this thing. It was like, it's okay to be tired. Like, sort of like...
It's a mental health type of deal. Like, it's all right to be not okay.
Yeah, right. So anyone can be tired. You don't need to have kids, work 80 hours a week. Not that, yeah, anyway. Have finished your third degree or just recovered from a bad illness. You don't have to prove to anyone why you're exhausted and tired. I hope you can get some rest and feel better soon. And everyone's like, oh, like liking it and loving it. And Adam's just like, you would get more rest if you stopped posting shit content. Tanya's responded, like, she's laughed. She's like, oh, we can't all be winners, mate. And Adam's just like, what are winners? So, yeah, it's fucking funny. What did he get Shaz with the other week?
Was that the tissues?
Yeah, something about the tissues. I mean, there was something else.
Like, she put up all the, this can go in the bin and this can go in the bin.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Kleenex, go in the hazmat bin or some shit.
Yeah.
What did you really just get a towel?
There you come. Get a towel.
Oh, fuck.
Save the environment. One load at a time.
How about that fucking heckler the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, man,
it's so annoying.
Like, I hate after a heckler, go home, I'm laying down in bed and I'm like, I should have fucking said this. I should have fucking said that. Like, it all comes to me and I'm just like, fuck, man, if anyone has that call again, fuck, I'm going to be ready for it. Yeah. So I just wanted to be like, oh, like, you know, the fucking him, the other guy that's like, wants all the attention. Like, put it on him too. Like, you two should fuck.
Yeah.
Long hair, fucking hold on to that shit.
It's over you, mate. You need to lift your game.
Sorry.
Get your pencils out.
Yeah, what, like, they said something to you and you just, like, turned it gay to them.
Yeah.
Straight away. Yeah. And it was just like, yeah, I'll fuck you, mate. Yeah. Straight away. And that sort of shut him up. Like,
oh, it did.
Yeah. He was like, oh.
He was like, oh, this guy will fuck. Yeah.
It was so weird, too, because he kind of gets, out of nowhere, he goes, yeah, so I'll fuck you. And then you're like,
What?
All the people, like, are you, like, coming out? Like,
yeah. Like, what did you say? Like, that's a fucking weird way to come out.
Like, there has been, like, eight dudes up here before me, and you picked me. Like, I'm flattered. Like, obviously, we all know you're tight now.
This is
like,
the shit that I want that was going through my head when I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have said all this shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because people don't realise, like, you're up there and you just... Fucks you up so much.
It really fucked me up. But the thing is, like, the time in your head, the amount of time that you think it takes you to recover is a lot less than what it actually takes.
I thought you actually handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I felt like it was a good, like, 5-second pause.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Literally, that's what it felt like. It felt like fucking ages.
I don't think it was that much, though.
Yeah, I'll watch the recording and see how long it was. Because, you're just like, oh, I'm dying. I don't know where to go. What the fuck do I say?
Yeah.
His mate was more annoying because at least that dude like yelled out something.
That dude was
alright. He yelled out something. If you yell something out, you can kind of have like a, I don't know, I guess a one-on-one or something.
Yeah,
like,
if I was a better comic, I could have had that back and forth.
Yeah, but the other dude was just kind of, you know, because people ask like rhetorical questions when they're doing comedy, like, oh, just, you know, like you, for example, they're like, don't you just hate this? And he's like, yeah, and just like really loudly, and like, no, you don't.
You don't answer.
You don't answer a rhetorical question, cunt.
And he's just like, he's just chipping in at the end of every like sentence with like a little comment, and like none of them were funny. Like if you're gonna heckle one, either do it loud enough that fucking everyone knows who's saying it.
Yeah, that guy said it, and it was like that connection there, and you're like, oh, I can fucking work with this if I can do it, but I'm shit. But that guy, yeah, he's just like, be more funny. Like, that fucking shit.
Yeah.
Moves the fuck out of me.
I'm lucky I haven't been heckled yet, so I don't know how I'd go, but...
It's not bad. It's fine. Like,
I've never been heckled.
Luke nearly lost the crowd, though. Like, because he shut that guy down so fucking hard.
He did, actually.
It was brutal. It was so good.
I can't remember what he said.
It was something like, Luke goes, oh, I also work at Donut King. And the guy goes, like, heaps funnily, goes, oh, you should kill yourself at the Donut King. He goes, oh, what was it now? Fucking, he's like, oh... What'd you say? And you repeated it. He's like, yeah, no, I'll do the jokes, mate. Leave it to me.
Leave it to me, sunshine.
Yeah.
That's shutting the fuck up, too. It's just like, oh.
Yeah, basically, like, you sit there, sit down,
shut. Yeah, that's right. He just paused for a second. He's like, yeah, nah, good one.
Yeah, that was it. And he goes, yeah, I'll do the jokes now, dickhead. Like,
Perfect shutdown. Just fucking mincing. Yeah, you could tell, like, the crowd was like, oh, fuck, for a little bit after that. Like,
I think of all people, Luke would be, I don't know Luke real well, but I feel like he'd be a bad one to go toe-to-toe with, like, trying to...
Oh, dude, yeah, 100%.
Like, I feel like that dude's just going to fucking win. Like, he's just too smart.
He's
like,
so fucking quick on his feet.
He's like, you know...
Well, what are you going to come at him with? Because he already has laid it all out there in his set.
Yeah, he's like, it's like working in a fab shop. I hate it. Like, oh, yeah, your job. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
There's really nothing on him because he's already put it all out there. So, yeah, if you're going to go toe-to-toe with him, you better come up with some original shit.
Maybe that's why I don't think I've ever been heckled. Apart from, like, just drunk cunts doing the same thing.
Not as cute as me, mate.
Yeah, maybe. It's because I get up there and I'm like, straight away, yeah, I'm fat.
Yeah.
Just like, that's my first joke.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to keep the secret, so... Hopefully they won't notice.
Oh, fuck, that was James posted the other day, like, a memory of his, like, his joke. He was saying that, like, I wish people, like, if I became a quadriplegic... I would hope that they'd chop off my arms and legs so that I'd be more portable. I don't think it's going to help, big fella. You're the least portable person I know. I mean, for me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Unless I get a fucking one of those, like, one of those removalist dollies.
I think I was telling Chris and Mark the other night, I don't know if you're still there, but we're talking about, like, you know, fat jokes and whatnot, because I've always copped on off my mates for as long as I can remember. And when we were like 19, we were playing like 64 or something like that, and I was versing one of my mates, and he goes, oh man, I could really go for a Magnum. I was like, fuck yeah, that'd be really good right now. He goes, yeah, I'd get a caramel one. I was like, no, I don't like caramel. When he stopped playing, he looked at me, he's like, how do you not like caramel? You look like you're breastfed caramel. I fucking lost it. It was the best fat joke I've ever heard in his day.
That's brutal.
It's savage, but it's so fucking funny, man.
Holy fuck. stress for
Cameron. I feel it.
It's fucking
Yeah, 100%.
He's legit. He's a fucking radiation therapist up in Townsville. He's the funniest cunt I know. Like, he got casual Friday again because he was too casual. Scaring patients because, like, people were calling them like Shannon the Cannon, and he was like walking past some like cancer patient, like an old lady dying in a wheelchair, and someone's like, Shannon the Cannon. And he just looked at her and gone, BANG! She's like,
it's scaring dying people.
He's like treating somebody like half a fucking face or some shit, and he's like in there doing something in her room, and he like bumped her, and she like woke up and screamed, and he screamed, and they're just like him and her just screaming at each other, and he just ran out and shut the door, and they're like, I'm like, what? Like, he's literally like the smartest dude I know, but he's so fucking dumb at times.
He's easily startled.
Holy shit.
He's the fucking funniest man, eh? He's so good.
Oh, dude. Man. This is fucking... Oh, man.
I got to piss real bad.
That'll happen when you drink 3 beers in fucking an hour.
I've only had 2, but yeah.
Yeah, you got break six.
No, you 100% didn't have 2.
100%
really?
Had 2, yeah.
Did you just walk out there with an unopened beer?
I gave it to Ben, the other Ben.
Ah, fuck, you're a nice cunt.
Yeah.
Fucking good cunt.
Good cunt and a shit cunt.
Yeah. It's fucking
that's why you want to be a cunt, because like that, you get good cunt, bad, you know, funny cunt. You're a dickhead, You know, it's like, he's a nice dickhead.
That's me. Where is the toilet? Is it through there?
Yeah.
New premises. I'm going to have to walk past the giant fucking blue thing out there.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's savage.
I'm wearing blue. I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like, fuck, no, dude.
Settle down.
Oh, fucking hell. Can't even go 40 minutes without having a piss. How are you going to make a bunch
of noise? Is that what it's been already?
Yeah, man.
Fucking hell. This thing flies.
Yeah, I know. You written any new jokes?
I've got like... I've got a few premises kind of thing, not so much like fucking, no, your missus sent me a friend request.
My missus?
Yeah.
Don't fuck her.
That's actually a fucking joke I've been trying to work on is, we were talking at work the other day and there was a few people and they're talking about like, you know, in-house routing between workmates and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how to work it into the thing, but they were talking away and I said, I'd never be able to, you know, fuck someone from work. I said, for starters, it doesn't matter what music I put on, it's not going to drown out my wife going, what the fuck? It went down all right, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll work that into a bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I had the domestic violence joke where it kind of extends on. Like, I had that little, got that little play out where the guy's walking home and whatnot, and I was there at the end of it. It's like, something to do is like, that's it. Kind of imagine it's like there was some feminist, like head feminist, 1969, she like freezes herself for 50 years because she wants to like reap the fruits of her labour, and she unthaws now. It's like, you know, where are we at? What are we doing? They're like, oh, we're making them sandwiches. And she's like, you what? Like, I fucking burned my bra and you fucking make it, we come full circle. Like, what are we making them sandwiches 50 years ago? Yeah. Like, you know, we're fucking back doing it again.
Like, what about she freezes herself and it's like, oh yeah, so like, how are women empowered now? It's like, oh, actually, men are now becoming women.
Yeah. So, have you heard of Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, like, women have got all these sports, and now, like, all the men who couldn't win in their division have just become women and are now just kicking the shit out of women. That's what you fought for.
That's what you got. Where are you, mate? Yeah. I'm trying to find some. Oh, for fuck.
You're a fucking trans bit. Fuck me.
Big dick little clit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just wait. It's coming. You got to cut some shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. You heard about
the first recording of that, actually, my favourite part of the recording is that, because my very first recording is like, It was hard to gauge how funny it was because you were fucking all I could really hear.
Yeah.
But at the end when I did that one, you were going to laugh, just kind of ramps up slowly over like 10 seconds. It's like... just got to let it out. I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving now. Fucking...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I caught major shit for my trans joke that I did.
Yeah, you got like proper abuse.
And I'm for everything trans.
Yeah.
Like, I support the movement.
Yeah.
I need new porn. I'm bored of the old shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, man. This chick came up to me after a show. She was like, "You're transphobic, man. Nah, you're violent." I'm like, "I'm the least violent person ever. Look at me. You feel like a twig. Who am I going to fight?" In fact, I'll probably get beaten up by a trans person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%. I'm not winning that fight.
Yeah. Who's tougher, you or a dude who gets fucked in the ass every night?
Oh, that was the premise I had too. It was like... going on, like, I don't know if people have done the whole, like, you know, how did people decide to drink milk from a cow kind of thing? But I kind of thought, like, it's kind of like that, but I thought, thinking about, like, how people, like, kind of entrepreneur things. So, like, when someone figured out they could, you know, milk cows and all that, someone's probably got a heap of cows still, like, then they're going right in time and he's like, what else can we milk meat? You know, hit it off with, again, goats and that, and some dude's like, oh, you know, I'll corner the market on that sweet bison milk and then just, you know, then he's like, oh, I thought we could just milk anything. Like, I sunk everything into this, but I don't know how to work it yet. But
yeah. What about you, Ethan? You got any new jokes? You been writing, you fucking lazy cunt?
Yeah, I don't have a book.
Fuck, you're a piece of shit.
You never have a book.
Yeah, I was doing this joke that was like, it was like fucking comparing being in a committed relationship to having a car. And, like, the woman's the car.
Mm.
And, like, you're not allowed to let your mates inside it. Because the car will get angry. And, like, your mate's just stranded on the highway. And he hasn't been able to get a lift in months. And you just fly by him. And you're like, sorry, mate. Can't let you in.
Yeah.
Car says no. And then...
Car says no.
And then,
Night Rider.
Yeah. And then... It was like, fuck, there was another part to it. It was like, lost it. Anyway, that was kind of the premise.
Yeah.
So, and it's like having a car that doesn't like you even looking at other cars. I'm trying to drive. It's pretty fucking difficult not to.
Yeah. So
that part of it.
I've had this week, I've come up with like a bunch of bits that I just haven't written down.
Mm.
You know, you get that fucking like, I was saying last week, like I had that rule that I'd always write the bit down. And like, for whatever reason, I wasn't able to.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. I was really excited about it. I was like, oh, that sounds like a good bit. Like, that's a good idea. And I just fucking missed it. Spewing. So.
Yeah, Chad had one of them after we did the podcast last week. It was really fucking funny. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And he didn't write it down.
Probably not, eh? It
was fucking good.
Yeah.
So good.
Fuck.
I had one that was like, I had a little gay experience the other day. I was watching gay porn. There's these two women kissing, but they're not the way you and I kiss. And I thought, you know, I'd straighten this out. Bit of dick. This is fucking gay.
So when you said I was watching gay porn, my mind did not go to
this. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, lesbians are fucking gay. It's gay porn. I was watching these
lesbian porn. It's like gay porn. Gay porn is too bad.
Lesbians are gay.
Lesbians gay. So
they are. Yeah. You type in gay porn into Google. See what you get.
I'm sure you scroll long enough. Page 102.
Trust me, I've done it before.
Yeah, you know, I would straighten that out. Just a dick. Those two lesbians going, that's a big gay for me. Like, it's cock. Like, I'm not faggot. Like.
Do not say faggot on stage.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I'd say faggot on stage. I don't even give a fuck.
Like. Yeah. Oh, well.
I just got to figure out how to word the joke better, like, you know, but yeah.
Oh, man, that is a great premise. That is fucking hilarious. It was,
Well, like psyche meetings, when people talk to them and they're like, oh, you know, oh, get in touch with your grandpa. Like, they're always like happy to see them. Like, they never get in touch with like a disgruntled relative. It's like, what the fuck did you put me in a home for? Like, they're always happy to talk to you. Like, surely there's someone out there who's like pissed off and just like.
All right, let's fucking, let's do it. Let's move on to fact of the week, eh?
Yeah, cool.
You got one, Ethan?
Don't even know. No.
Nothing?
Can't think of it.
I was like...
Oh, yeah, that one. It was like...
It's memorable.
This is a good one, because I put a GIF in Discord of it. It was a girl...
That's a good start.
That looked like a man.
Ooh.
You lost me again.
And I'm trying to get my pronouns right. And he or she was blowing a trans chick that had a dick with tits. I was like, this is backwards.
What the fuck, dude?
I was like, cool.
Put me in front of a laptop for a fucking million years. I watch all the porn. Probably wouldn't click on that video, eh?
Nah. Well, just a minority there.
Fuck off. I'm branching out. I'm bored.
You're woke. You're open-minded.
Apparently.
I hate that expression.
Oh, dude. Woke.
That's what I was trying to write that bit about my woke eye.
Queer eye for the woke eye.
Yeah. Work eye. Right. I've got like one eye that's half closed half the time.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, this is all the drugs. Bongs. I've got bongolitis.
Yeah. My fact of the week is, like, we've gone to bed and, like, I've just missed the, I think, yeah, so gone to bed, Tanny's farted, so I'm like, oh, I don't want to fuck you now. I've started reading.
Since when does that slow you down?
I've started reading and then I was like, like, there's enough time for it to have been after farting that I can, like, start get turned on again. And I was like, oh, fuck. But then she's falling asleep. So I'm, like, laying there. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, well, I don't want to wake her up. She's got to get home early tomorrow. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to watch some porn jerk off. So I'm, like, there in bed, like, jerking off. But I'm trying to do it, like, so I don't wake up. So it's just single me, like, strokes. Yeah, like,
yeah.
And then, like, she'll, like half move, and I'm like,
what is wrong with
you? She's just like, and then she, like, starts, like, softly snoring again, and I'm like,
I've done it.
Just wake her up.
No, oh, fuck it.
That way, mom is up. Yeah. Do you have
a computer downstairs?
No, I'm not fucking getting up and going downstairs because I'll trip in the dark and wake her up anyway.
Yeah. I was like winter and it was warm and I'm like, ah. So I'm like, she's asleep. I'm like, yeah, I'll do the same thing. You're like, you're just like easing into it. You're like, yeah. Every time you start ramping up, they're like, ah, shuffle. You're like, you're like just about there, she moves, she's like, oh.
Oh man, that's the worst. You're just about to finish.
And it all goes back in, you're like, I'm gonna start again.
It's the fucking worst when you're looking at porn and like the fucking the video's on like full volume. It's like in the middle of the night, she's asleep and it just starts with ow, ow. Oh fuck.
Jesus, what is fuck her earlier?
Oh, because she farted. Killed my boner.
How dare she?
I know, fucking married life. I swear there's a bit there. There's kids, definitely man. A bit there.
Don't you have kids? Nothing cock blocks like kids.
Fuck. What about you, Ben? You got a fap of the week, mate? You did say to me, this segment, you could take it or leave it. That was the feedback I got off this, so...
Oh, yeah, when I'm listening to it, it's like, not my favourite section. I'm like, yeah. I really
care. Saying things that I don't agree with.
That's how much I was like, I don't really care what you're jacked up. crucial to my day.
Yeah, you might learn a thing or two. Yeah. Might help me in the fucking bedroom if he's trying to be quick. Be under the new shit.
Oh, what would be mine? I don't know. Fuck. There's been no real memorable ones. I've just knocked down an easy one before. Worked there. What's that Australian chick who does the butt stuff? Brunette shit?
I don't even know her name.
No, Angela White.
She does butt stuff. Of course I know her.
Don't mind her stuff. She goes alright, I'm in the butt stuff.
My man. Well, fuck it. I think that's a podcast, man. Let's we'll call it there. This fucking room is getting hot.
It is. I thought that was just me. I was like, I didn't want to draw attention to it.
Oh, shit.
I
don't know what it is. Yeah.
Could be the obesity.
Might have something to do with it.
Might have.
That's how you podcast.
Sitting in a fur coat and you'll know what I feel like.
Thanks for coming on, man. Do you got any social media that you want plugged or anything like that?
Fuck no, I don't do anything on there anyway. So.
Yeah.
Nah, I've got nothing going on.
Yeah. We've got Ground and Anchor in 2 weeks' time. Let's fucking start putting some dates out, eh?
Still get ones in 2 weeks too, or?
Oh, look, man, I say a lot of things that may be true. Let's just Google it, cunts. Like, shit. Fuck, it's not that hard. Crown and Anchor, $2 taco nights every second Tuesday. Oh, here's Shaz. Speaking of tacos.
Yeah, she has one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good joke.
Yeah, no, fucking, that's a podcast, guys.
Killed it. We've also got the Kent.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. And we got the Stay in Hunter.
Yeah. Newcastle Comedy. Fucking get out and support it. Love you. Bye.